Welcome to Lion Judah Speaks with Dr. Jeffrey L. Myers from Lion Judah Ministries in Blackstone, Virginia. I'll be teaching from the Haftorah of 2 Kings 7, 1 through 20. Perception changes everything. Perception is a kind of funny thing. Perception is not really something static, at least from the human perspective. Our perspective may be subject to change over time as we grow older, gain more experience, or if the situation demands it. How do we gain perspective on anything anyhow? What influences our perspective and what causes our perspective to change? These questions have a bearing on our identity, our security, our sanity, and also our actions. Many times we change our perception on perception because several factors shape and influence us. Knowledge informs it, experience confirms it, culture influences it, and circumstances factor into it. With this being said, let's look at the Haftorah portion of 2 Kings 6, 24 through 7, verse 20. A long story with a very simple message. Trust in the word of Adonai. This story is historical. Within this powerful narrative, we find a problem, a solution, a rescue, and a moral to the story at the end. There are four parts of the story that teach us how to trust in the word of Adonai. The problem that we find in 2 Kings 6 is it becomes or begins with the siege of Samaria, Israel's capital city, and a tragic famine within her gates. Just like us today, food and fuel prices have skyrocketed to the point that people were spending a fortune to eat and to eat against the biblical standard. The narrative is not only an example of how bad things had gotten, but also a fulfillment of a solemn warning from the word of Elohim. Long before, during the time of Moshe, Elohim had warned his people that this day would come if they disregarded his word. Deuteronomy 28, 52 through 53 says, "They will besiege all your towns until your high fortified walls in which you have trusted collapse everywhere in your land, which Adonai your Yah gave you. Then, because of the severity of the siege and distress that your enemies are inflicting on you, you will eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your own sons and daughters, whom Adonai your Yah has given you." What Elohim has said in his word was exactly what was happening and exactly what is happening now. Why? Because Elohim's people had disregarded the word of Adonai. And the same is true today. We can blame the political system, Congress, Senate, administration, left or right wingers. But the truth be told, Elohim's people have disregarded his word. When that occurs, there is a reckoning that must take place. We can blame the devil. We can also blame Elohim. But Samaria's trouble, U.S. trouble, and the world's trouble is indeed punishment or discipline from Elohim. It is a result of deliberate disobedience that was not from Elohim, but from generations of leaders who disregarded the word of Adonai. Whenever we find ourselves suffering the consequences of our own selfishness, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Our world is full of sin and brokenness. Yes, not every disease or difficulty that we face is a result of our wandering from Elohim's word. However, some are, so it is worth considering whether our current hardship is a wake-up call from Elohim, sounding the alarm that comes from disregarding his word. The solution is that we heed Elohim's word. In 2 Kings 7:1, Elijah said, "Hear the word of Adonai," and by that he meant not merely to hear it, but also to heed it, which means to live accordingly. Heeding Elohim's word is the way out of this mess that we are now experiencing. Heeding Elohim's word is fundamental to our halakha. We study his word and we obey it to its fullest. It is our foundation on a rock rather than on shifting sands. In 2 Kings 7:1 through 2, the prophet gave this message. Listen to the word of Adonai. Here's what Adonai says. "Tomorrow by this time, 6 quarts of fine flour will sell for only a shekel, and half a bushel of barley for a shekel at the gate of Sharon." The servant on whose arm the king was leaning answered the man of Yah, "Why, this couldn't happen even if Adonai made windows in heaven." The prophet answered, "All right, you yourself will see it with your own eyes, but you won't eat any of it." However, the king's right-hand man would not believe the word of Adonai. So Elijah warned him of the consequences of his disbelief. One way or another, we will all learn to trust in the word of Adonai. Don't wait too late. There are two paths that we choose. One way is to go with what we think is our own way, but which is, in fact, walking in the counsel of the wicked. This leads to death. The other is to delight in the word of Adonai and to meditate on it day and night. That way leads to flourishing like a tree planted by the river. Choose wisely. Choose to trust in the word of Elohim. The rescue is found in 2 Kings 7:13 through 16 and describes how Elohim kept his word and came to Israel's rescue once more. It happened in two phases, first with 4 lepers and then the entire city of Samaria. In 2 Kings 7:3 through 4, the 4 lepers came to their senses and decided that going over to the enemy camp would be their best chance for survival. And when they did, however, they found the enemy camp deserted. What we see here is that Elohim often accomplishes the impossible with the most improbable characters. The enemy had fled in fear of what they believed was a surprise attack by the Mizraim, or the Egyptians, but instead was only the lepers. Elohim is so great. The lepers feasted and plundered the camp, but then felt convicted and decided to share the good news. The apostate king still would not believe, but his servants went to look for themselves. And by the next morning, the whole city had gone out to feast and gather the spoils of yet another victory that had been won by Elohim. The problem within this position is that Israel, as well as us, disregarded Elohim's word. The solution was to heed the word of Adonai and let Elohim rescue his people. Now, we come to the moral of the story. In 2 Kings 7, 16 through 20, there is a message that the narrator hammers home to trust in the word of Adonai. And what we see repeated four times is to drive home the moral of the story, which is to trust in the word of Adonai. The world tells us all week long what really matters. What will last forever, according to the secular world, is the name I make for myself, the degrees that I earn, the deals that I make, and the riches that I gather, and the experiences that culminate and the followers I get. Then every Sabbath we assemble together to remember that the only thing that stands forever is the word of Elohim. Sabbath reboots our operating system, clears all the trash that we have gathered during the week. We are rebooted to trust in the word of Adonai. As followers, we are easily misled by man's twisted misinterpretation of Elohim's word. We live in a world where people used to trust the word of Adonai, but have wearied of it because of a parade of false teachers. We need to believe his word again, the true word of Elohim. In Psalms 40, King David says that he trusted in the word of Adonai, and as a result, King David sang a new song. So don't be like the foolish king who disregarded Elohim's promises, only to see his people literally destroying their future. Don't follow down his path with the scoffers who blame Adonai for the tragedies of their own making. Rather, follow in David's firm footsteps. Trust in the word of Adonai and wait patiently for him. He will set your feet upon the rock, and you will sing a brand new song. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study, every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Sabbath service at Lion Agenda Ministries, 612 North Main Street in Blackstone, Virginia. Or watch us live on Facebook Live, Lion Agenda Ministries YouTube, or www.lojministries.org, or download the new Lion of Judah Ministries app and look for the logo for 24/7 access to the ministry. Walk in the power of the Ruach. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Gather together and worship the King for all that he has done. This is your day of transformation. Give it all to Yeshua. I'll see you at the altar. Shalom Aleichem.